Can you talk a little bit about your non-protocol strategy as you approach these patients?
So let's look at the sequence of patients. So in general, most of the patients present to us with fatigue. These are older men who present with fatigue. And you do a CBC and you find they have anemia. Now, in the past, we did not do often the bone marrow studies, so the incidence of MDS was undervalued because you need the bone marrow to confirm the diagnosis. In those patients, once the diagnosis is confirmed, we usually observe them, or if they have indications for treatment like significant anemia, then what we do is give them growth factors, erythropoietin with or without G-CSF. Transfusions are given as needed. At the same time, in every MDS patient, we have to do the chromosomal abnormalities, and this is for several reasons. The first one is for prognostication. The chromosomal abnormalities are part and parcel of the International Prognostic Scoring System risk. And the importance is if you discover that a patient has a chromosome 7 abnormality or more than 3 abnormalities, those patients, even if they look healthy, they have an average survival of less than a year. So those are patients where you have to intervene very rapidly. The second reason to do the chromosomal studies are to identify the patients with deletion 5q that will benefit from lenalidomide, or the patients with translocations including 5q33. Now, suppose a patient who is elderly has been observed, you gave them the growth factors and they did not respond, and they are requiring a lot of transfusions. They are cytopenic, but the blasts in the bone marrow is still low, in the range of 5%, 7% or less. Then those are patients where I would try some form of immune therapy, such as cyclosporin, steroids, or ATG, before proceeding with hypomethylating agents.